Shemir Saloshin, Shir number 47, in Shahar Zechir, Perek Vav. We discussed yesterday that a person, when his neshama goes up at night, and he goes to sleep, not only does the neshama go up to Shemayim, but all the words that he should not have spoken, those words of Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Maitzei Shemra, and those Dvarim, the harmful, evil words, they go up with him as well. And what happens is, all the Malachi Asharis, the Kedoshim and Shemayim, they run away from this person's neshama because it's full of shmutz, this spiritual shmutz. Now he brings a Zohar Kadosh in Parashas Tezriah. He brings a Pasuk in Mishlei. Shemir piv l'shoinei shemir mitzaras nafshei. Shemir piv l'shoinei, when he guards his mouth, shemir mitzaras nafshei. When he guards his mouth and his tongue, he will be saving himself, his neshama, his soul, from pains. What does this mean? Because if his mouth and tongue speak words of ra, of evil, these words go up to Shemayim. And when they get up to Shemayim, you should know there's no traffic, by the way. When those words go up, there's no traffic. They have an easy pass, straight up to Shemayim. Unfortunately, go straight to Shemayim, to the Kisei HaKavod. And when they arrive, these words shout out. And they say, and everyone says, move away from that person the Shema. And those words are spoken by so-and-so. Says the Zohar Kodesh, clear the space, clear the path for the great Nachash, for the great serpent. Because this person is using the trade of the Nachash HaKadmoini, of the original Nachash, that spoke Lashon Hara and encouraged Adam and Chava, of course Chava, who encouraged Adam afterwards, Tifon Eitz Hadas. And at that time, the person's neshama hakdoisha flies away, runs away from him, becomes isolated, and he can't speak. This is all from the Zohar Kodesh. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ne'elamti dumiyo hechshesi mitoiv. Ne'elamti dumiyo, I became mute. Dumiyah is Lashon like Vayidoim Aroin. Aroin Lekoyin was silent after his sons died. Ne'elamti dumiyah hechshesi mitoiv. I became mute with stillness, and I was silent from good. This is the neshama akdoisha that runs away from the impurity up in Shemayim. And the neshama turns away in horrific humiliation and great pain. And instead of the person's neshama going up to Shemayim and enjoying the positive benefits that one can, when his neshama can, when he gets up to Shemayim at night, not talking here after the person dies. It is surrounded by horrific embarrassment and humiliation. On this, says the Zohar Kodesh, Shomer piv l'shoinei shomer mitzaras nafshei. So one who guards his mouth and his tongue, day in and day out, shomer mitzaras nafshei, explains the Zohar Kodesh, literally, he's protecting his neshama, his soul, from the pain, and when it goes up to Shemayim, after the person goes to sleep at night, and we can't relate to it, we have no memory of it, no recollection. But this is what's taking place. This is what's happening when the person goes to sleep at night, says the Zohar Kodesh.